Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. Yeah, I love the Northern Lights, and I understand that yesterday, midday, was a time to see them, which, of course, you can't see them. But is there any chance tonight? And what is behind this geomagnetic storm that is supposed to be pretty intense? And it's happening today, and I think for the next couple days. But I'm just guessing on all that. Hunter, I always love when we can get you on the show because you break it down into terms that I can understand. Hunter is the astronomy educator at the Adler Planetarium. These geomagnetic storms, they're rated kind of like you would rate an F1 tornado or an F5 tornado. And how is this one rated, Hunter?
Yeah, so that scale goes from a G1 to a G5. That's how we kind of scale these geomagnetic storms that happen. This one was at a G4, so that's a pretty high one. It was the strongest geomagnetic storm that we've seen here on Earth since 2017. So this was definitely a big one.
What is a coronal mass ejection?
Yeah, so these coronal mass ejections are really what is, you know, erupting from the sun that is coming our way and can cause these kinds of geomagnetic storms. So this one in particular happened because there was a large solar flare that erupted on the sun just yesterday. And so these coronal mass ejections are these big blasts of all these energized particles of plasma, basically the material that the sun is made out of, along with this very strong magnetic field that it sends our way. Now, most of the time, that's not too important for us. You know, there's lots of space out there for these to shoot off into. But every once in a while, they are directed at Earth and can create some interesting stuff up in our atmosphere.
Yeah, we've always known from being in radio about solar flares interrupting things. Not just radio transmissions, but does that impact satellites as well?
It can certainly have an impact on satellites, especially when we have one as large as these G4 storms. But usually the impact will be pretty minor at this level. You've got to have a really, really significant event to see, impacts that will affect people in their day-to-day lives.
Any chance we see the Northern Lights tonight?
So yesterday definitely would have been our best chance. That was when it was still, you know, rated at that high G4 storm on the scale. Now it's been lowered a little bit because they do continue on, but not necessarily with so much strength like that initial big burst. At this level, we probably won't get to see them here in Chicago. They were predicted to come all the way down into Illinois last night, but I think this is really a sign of how little we know about the sun and how much more we're learning. The storm arrived earlier than expected. So like you said at the beginning, a lot of those aurora would have been more visible during the daytime when, of course, it's much too bright for us to see them.
And is this an 11-year cycle?
Yeah, so this is, you know, while we're seeing this big storm right now, you can't expect to continue seeing more of this kind of large-scale solar weather going on because we are moving into this period called solar maximum. So the sun goes through these about 11 to 13 year cycles where it has more of this strong weather and then less of this kind of weather going on. So right now we're really ramping up into the maximum, which should hit in the next, you know, maybe year or two. So we'll continue to see some of these exciting things happening on the sun.
And somebody just sent in a text and they said they're listening on an AM radio and they've been getting static all day. Would that be related?
So it very well could be. That's definitely the first thing that will be affected by some of these, you know, coronal mass ejections are going to be high frequency radio things. That will be what faces trouble first, for sure. So it's very possible that could have been influenced by yesterday's storm. It's getting about to that level at a G4 where it can start to have some impacts on it.
For people in your business, is this a very exciting time?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's so much going on with the sun right now. Not only do we have all of this exciting solar weather going on, of course, we have the total eclipse coming up just 2 weeks from today. So very exciting to have that solar eclipse coming. And some of these big storms like solar prominence and things could even be visible during the total eclipse down in southern Illinois.
Are you going to be in Carbondale?
I will be in Carbondale, so just keeping my fingers crossed that the weather's good down there and we've got a clear view of the sky that day for sure.
Some towns in some cities and some states are actually closing schools. I know in Texas, Ohio, Indiana, and many times it's because they anticipate so much traffic, people gathering in those spots to see the solar eclipse. Is there anything else that would prevent people from doing what they do every day?
So nothing that'll prevent us from doing, you know, from going about your usual activities. There's nothing happening up in space that would influence you any more than the regular sun does on any given day. But you really hit the nail on the head with a lot of these school closures, even some businesses in small towns that'll be closed for the day. There's just going to be so much excitement about the eclipse, so many people coming to all of these little or big towns and cities that are in the path of totality. So definitely expecting a lot higher traffic. But what I love about it is, you know, not only is it, you know, keeping folks home to avoid that big traffic swell, it's also keeping folks home so they can really enjoy the eclipse together, be with their families. I know totality hits right around when many schools are getting out, so it ensures that the kids are able to go and see the eclipse as well. So it's great that it kind of encourages this community around astronomy.
Thank you so much for joining us, Hunter.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Lisa. Always great to be on the show.
Hunter Miller, astronomy educator at the Adler Planetarium. So there's another one of our friends going to be there in Carbondale for the solar eclipse. You know, Tom Skilling called us last week from retirement. He's still having work nightmares. Can you imagine? Worried about things working out for him on the set at WGN-TV. That conversation is posted at WGN Radio if you want to hear a familiar voice and see what he's doing in Hawaii, and you should check out his pictures on Facebook because that's pretty cool. And have you ever landed in Facebook jail? I had concerns about that today. I'll tell you why. You tell me why you were put in Facebook jail. 312-981-7200. Steve's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.